same radio, it's a handheld, but I got plugged into a Tram Browning I got mounted up in my attic here, so it's kind of check the range on it.
Let me ask you, that Tram, can you put it outside or it has to be in the attic?
I probably can. I just wanted, it was just easier to put it up there first. I just wanted to check it out. But yeah, at some point I'll probably get it outside up on the roof.
Mike, I'll be honest with you. You're okay. But, you know, like a little bit in the background, go, because inside the building. Because inside the building, you got all these nails and this and this and that, you know, all these, I call them good stuff in there. It makes it a little bit different. But if outside, I would never worry about it. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. I definitely probably be better outside on the roof. But I'm hearing you loud and clear. I think my repeating is good, but I can definitely understand that I got some static in the background.
Hey, Jack, one more question. What kind of base are you running? You got a 50-watt base?
Outside, and it's a Harvest BC-200. I only paid $95 from Amazon. And that is a stick of fiberglass. And I had it mounted on the mount, satellite mount. That's how I had it mounted. But you know what? It's very good antenna. And look how quiet is it. But anyhow, it's not only that. You're going to need, you know, a coax cable. I would suggest LMR. LMR. They sell it. Amazon sells it. eBay sells it, too. It's a little bit on the expensive side, but, you know, that way when you push it to dock, it gives you all that power going out. And that antenna out there is 200-watt antenna. Roger?
What kind of base do you have? The name brand, if you don't mind me asking.
I'm on the DB20G. Reality DB20G. It's small, very small, compact radio, and it's on Amazon. I paid $95 for that, and it gives you a 20-watt radio.
Okay, I know exactly what you're talking about. I have a Radio Oddity QT60 CB radio, and I heard you mentioned about the LMR. I stick with the LMR 400, and I go through DX Engineering. I get the 400 Max, really good coax. You're absolutely right about that.
So you got the LMR 400. My LMR 400, I brought it in everything. I couldn't twist it because I was going through a window. You know, LMR, the 400 is the best, really. The 240 is not bad either, but the 400, it's more powerful to go out when you key the mic. Roger?
Yeah, you're right. I use the 400 for long distances, and if I'm using a jumper, I'll use a 240 I'll use a 240 on like jumpers for short distances. But yeah, they're both good. They're both really good.
Believe me, I'm not gonna say anything bad out there, no. But LMR, just put down LMR and it comes out. And out of DX Engineering, you got to tell them you need two 259 connector. And they put it for you and everything, and they'll send it. It costs a little bit, but look, in the long run is good because tomorrow is going to snow and rain and all that. They can cut some of that out if it's not LMR. Roger?
Yep, you're absolutely right, Jack. I love DX Engineer, and I go through them all the time. That's where I get all my coax from, and, you know, all kinds of stuff. But yeah, you're right, and you sound really good on the radio. That's why I was asking, because you always sound really good.
You know, the way I look at it, I'm going to invest good money. I want something good to talk to people. I don't want to, you know, say, oh, this sound a little, you know, cracklings and all that stuff. I don't want that. Really, I mean, you're spending the money. You might still spend another $10, which is only one time. It's not every day, Roger.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, you might as well just spend a few extra dollars to sound good, you know, instead of going on the cheap route. But yeah, I was just asking, because you always sound really good on the radio. You're always one of the loudest people out here, and you never break up for me. I always hear you loud and clear. So that's why I was asking what kind of coax you were using and what kind of bass you were using.
I would never use nothing else, believe me, except the LMR. See, I knew that, and I don't know if you heard, Professor Don, he used all the time the 400, but he's not here, you know, he passed away about 3-4 months ago, but he knew all that stuff, and that's what I learned from him.
Yeah, I know. I heard that he passed away. I heard he passed away. Yeah, he was a good guy. But yeah, you're right. He always used the 400. He was a good guy. And but yeah, I was just asking. You always sound really good on the radio, and I was just wondering. I didn't know if you were running a 50 watt or 20 watt or what you were running. But you know, it's all about, you know, a lot of times it's to do with the coax and the antenna, you know, that's the main thing, and like I said, you always sound really good, and you're always loud out here, and I always hear you.
Roger that. See, I'm on the DB20G, and I'm on the medium watt. It's not that, you know, and you believe that antenna out there, it's about 10 feet high from the ground. That's all. That's all I am, 10 feet high from the ground, and it's, you know, a very quiet antenna and very clear.
Oh, wow. You're only 10 feet off the ground? You sound really good for being only 10 feet off the ground.
Look, I was talking to Ohio yesterday about 1:30, Cleveland. Not Ohio, here, Cleveland. And I was talking to New York about 3 months ago, and I was talking to Chicago 2 months ago. Roger?
Ohio a couple weeks ago, I think, and I could only hear your side of the conversation. I couldn't hear theirs, but I could hear you. But you talk to New York and Chicago. Are you going off of your repeater and bouncing to them? How does that work?
Like right now, you're on 675, and the same thing, all GMRS. Somewhere else, the same thing. And always they have that 141.3, the PL. So when it gets ducking, they call it ducking, you know, band open. And they will come in here. You know, if it's a clear sky, you will hear them. Very good. Roger. And this is WIUG, grade 8.
Okay, I'm on 625, and the 141.3 on the CCCSS. It's called ducking. I think I've heard of that before. I'm on a couple forums, a couple groups. But, yeah, that's interesting. But, yeah, I heard you talking in a couple, I think maybe New York before. But, yeah, you're whatever you're doing, man, you're doing a good job out there.
Well, like I said, got a good coax cable, good antenna, and good radio. That's all it takes. And he, like I said, you're not paying for them every day. You're just paying one time out of the pocket and forget about it.
Yeah, you're man. Talking to you, and I'm going to stand by, and I'll talk to you later, maybe today, maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow. All right, WMRK 382, clear.
Hey, take care. Good talking to you, and good to hear from you. And you have a good evening. WIUG 388. See you later on. I might talk to Ohio back again.